Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. The Foreign Affairs Council is meeting in Kirchberg today to discuss trade relations with the United States. EU ministers will discuss finding a common response to the American tariffs. From Wednesday, a 20% tariff will apply to European imports to the United States. European stock futures have tumbled as US President Trump refuses to back down on sweeping tariffs after China retaliated in an escalating trade war. Less than an hour before markets are due to open, futures contracts, essentially bets on what the price of a stock will be at a later date, have fallen more than 4% in Frankfurt, almost 3% in Paris, and more than 5% in Milan. In other news, a serious accident on Sunday between Bacharach and Pétange left three people critically injured, one of whom, a 22-year-old woman, later died in hospital. According to a police statement released in the afternoon, a car and a van collided. Initial findings suggest the driver of a car, who was heading towards Pétange, lost control of his vehicle for reasons still unknown and veered into the oncoming lane where he struck the delivery van. Luxembourg residents are being warned not to touch dead hares without protective gear after veterinary officials confirmed a case of tularemia, a disease that can spread to both animals and humans. The bacterial disease was identified in a dead hare exhibiting typical symptoms, with test results received on Friday. A second suspected case remains under investigation, with the Luxembourg Veterinary and Food Administration expecting confirmation later today. Talks between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and US President Trump today are expected to be dominated by Washington's shock tariffs on Israel and escalating tensions with Iran. Arriving in Washington direct from a visit to Hungary, Netanyahu's chief objective will be to persuade Trump to reverse the decision or at least reduce the 17% levy set to be imposed on Israeli imports. Gaza's Civil Defense Agency says Israeli strikes killed at least 44 people on Sunday. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed almost daily since Israel resumed its military offensive in Gaza, ending a two-month ceasefire that had brought relative calm to the territory. Meanwhile, around 10 rockets were reportedly fired by Hamas in the Gaza Strip at southern Israel last night. Most of them were intercepted. One person was slightly injured. And CFL is embarking on their yearly Easter holiday construction, impacting the trains in Esch-sur-Alzette, Arlon and Thionville-Metz lines and northern Luxembourg connections. No trains will be running for the next 2 weeks. Passengers are asked to adapt to the updated train schedules for Luxembourg and cross-border regions. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, Bayern Munich's hopes of reaching the Champions League final, to be held at their Allianz Arena home, have been rocked by a devastating injury crisis. Bayern face Inter Milan in their first leg of the Champions League quarter-final tomorrow, missing several first-team players, many to long-term injuries. Real Madrid's attacking superstars are taking on Arsenal tomorrow to exploit a Champions League quarter-final first-leg clash. And in cycling, Tadej Pogacar has won the Tour of Flanders on Sunday, with Mads Pedersen edging Mathieu van der Poel to second at the line a minute later. The duel between the Slovenian and defending champion van der Poel played out across these 17 hills in bright sunshine before Pogacar went solo.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's another sunny day throughout the country, kicking off a lovely sunny spring week. After a chilly start, temperatures will go from around 7 to 8 degrees to highs of 12 to 13 degrees in the afternoon.